Kenya looks like three beans. That is all.
Kenya looks like three beans.
It looks like a three bean salad. Good catch. Yeah.
I had to look.
Yes.
Because like I couldn't remember beans. What shape Kenya was. And it's three beans.
I was going to guess triangle.
The three bean country.
But you know what? Just to get off that topic as fast as possible, it's a good time for us to start episode 120 of the Buffering Podcast. So, Jack, Maddie, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
And talking about beans, which everyone should check out for the mic check.
Indeed.
We're over it. I'm just plugging it so that people go to bufferingpodcast.com and check it out.
Yeah.
And buy a decal that we may or may not make. Oh, we'll stop talking about beans one of these days. But there is, there's a bunch of news. Did anyone watch the Oscars? Oscars.
I do not have cable.
I heard things.
I watched the recaps.
I saw the selfie.
I watched. Oh yeah. I watched Idina Hazim or whatever. Do
really? Adina.
Oh, I know. John Travolta butchered her name, but I watched her perform.
Was it good?
Adina Hazim. I did my own version. I think it's like Joy Boinga or something.
Yeah, mine was Dodd Will San.
This is so bad.
D-A-U-D. Everyone else gets like real first names. I got Dodd.
Aww.
I got Joy. J-O-I.
Was there like a little heart over the eye, like seventh grade style?
I hope so, too.
I didn't notice.
Because I feel like John Travolta would do that. He's going to write you a note. Just a little.
He would. He'd squint his eyes a little bit more and then let's eat your heart.
Because realistically, when I saw him, I watched it through, and when I kept seeing him in the screen, I was like, what's John Travolta doing there? He's so like, random. Oh, presenter. And then he screwed it up.
I know, so bad.
So, follow-up question to that, did anyone see any of the nominated movies at all?
Nope.
Wasn't Frozen?
I saw Frozen. Yeah, that's Frozen's the only one, though.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I wanted to see a bunch of them. I just never got the time.
And as a technicality, if you saw Frozen, then you saw one of the nominated shorts because Get a Horse, the short before Frozen, was also nominated.
Awesome.
Cool.
But there have been a couple people who have broken down the availability of the Oscar movies on iTunes and Netflix. Most of them are only available on iTunes right now. Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Nebraska, 12 Years a Slave, all available on iTunes, Blue Jasmine, iTunes, The Croods, which was up for Best Animated Feature, which...
Yeah, not so good.
I didn't think it was good at all.
I never saw it because I didn't think it'd be good.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah, it's really not.
I was trying to watch it, and then I fell asleep while watching it.
I just could only see Nicolas Cage.
But if anyone wants to see it, it's available on Netflix or iTunes, so you could watch it for free, or you could pay for it and then watch it for free. Well, free as in subscription free. Despicable Me 2, iTunes, Frozen, iTunes, The Wind Rises, iTunes.
Oh, God, I want to see that so bad.
Katie and I saw it on Sunday. Fantastic.
Really?
Awesome.
That was actually, I did an Oscar ballot like an hour beforehand, and that was actually my pick for... animated, because I thought Frozen at first, but then at the same time, maybe not. Well,
yeah, it's who did win it?
Exactly. I was optimistic that... Miyazaki?
Yeah, it's Hayao.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's his last film. He could,
he could very well do another one.
Yeah. Other than that, it doesn't really list anything else that's available for streaming as of late, but... You can watch The Croods, but it makes sense that it's available on Netflix at this point. Cause,
true that.
I want to watch all the Miyazaki movies now.
I know. They're always so expensive, though.
Yes. Yeah. Though I just rewatched Howl's Moving Castle, which I believe is one of the only good English dub version Miyazaki films. And I think the silence for a second.
I think they do a good job of translating.
Well, they do a good job, but like I will never watch My Neighbor Totoro in English because it just seems kind of weird. Because I first watched that one in Japanese class, so
sure.
I was indoctrinated into Miyazaki via actual Japanese versus the dub stuff. But I just like
that would do it. Yeah,
Billy Crystal's role in Howl's Moving Castle, and that's why he's like the English dub saving grace, in my opinion.
Yeah, who's it in Princess Mononoke? Billy Bob Thornton. I was just not sold on his.
Yeah, like they get big names for a lot of the projects, but it doesn't mean they're gonna fit.
Right, and Ponyo. I was not a fan of Liam Neeson in that one either.
Didn't finish that one because of the English dub. Actually,
yeah, it wasn't. The English was not very good on that one. But they're all good movies. Despite,
I've never seen any of them. Sorry, guys.
Have you seen Spirited Away?
Nope.
Well, there's just, you know, a bunch of fun animated stuff of really trippy and dreamy stuff to get into eventually. Once, optimistically, if the price drops.
Even if you don't listen to any of the words, they're pretty to look at.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, they're just gorgeous.
Yeah.
All right.
All of them.
Fair enough.
I own Ponyo. We can watch later.
I was actually thinking about the latest one, The Wind Rises, and I realized that the animation style, it kind of reminds me of how you visualize memory, if that makes sense, or how
my memories are full of Japanese people. It's a damnedest thing.
I mean, just in the way and the movement and the simplification of some of the you know, the textures and layering and stuff like that.
Sure, just, I could understand that.
It's like a memory or a dream, which is really cool. Or maybe I just sound silly.
No,
but
that sounds cool.
No.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds neat.
Especially in this latest one, I mean, there are parts of The Wind Rises where it's almost like the main character is telling us the story as we're watching it, and he's remembering what people look like, and that's kind of how they look on the screen, you know.
Mm. Cool.
Well, this guy had a really big nose, and then that nose is just like,
yeah, oh, that's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, there's kind of that. It's one of 2 degrees depending on the Miyazaki film. It's either they look human or they look cartoonish.
Yeah,
like it's, let's really accentuate these features, or they look like a human.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Basically, I don't know. But then again, I can't really say much about dreams because Chris Kattan was in my dream last night, so I don't know.
Awesome.
But I realized, I guess he was busted for like drunk driving or something recently, and I saw the story. So don't read weird stuff about Chris Kattan before you go to sleep, because then he will infiltrate your dreams and yell at you about buying soda. Because that's what happened.
Buying soda.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He gave me the cup. I said, does it get free refills? And he angrily pointed behind him at a sign that said free refills that he was blocking that I didn't see until he moved. Awesome. And he got mad at me.
Well, and also, don't have to pay for this. Stop being annoying.
He's not a good salesperson.
I guess not.
No. So another piece of news I have is there is a lot of new content coming to Netflix and Hulu that was documented by the AV Club. Netflix is getting Silence of the Lambs, aww, Robin Hood Men in Tights,
yes,
Capote,
ooh,
Dr. Strangelove, Dirty Dancing, the real one.
Yeah.
Das Boot.
Das Boot.
Men in Black 2.
Oh, good.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
Been waiting for
Blair Witch Project.
Years.
Oh, yeah.
The original True Grit, Night of the Living Dead, Roman Holiday, which I thought was already on there, but maybe it disappeared for a little bit and came back, Serpico, which I think is a similar situation, and Vanilla Sky, which is definitely a similar situation where it went and came back.
A lot of those are that case, yeah.
Yeah. And then on top of that, Hulu is also adding Silence of the Lambs, the Thomas Crown Affair.
Oh, that movie's really good.
Yeah, I like that one.
Now,
it's really good.
Yeah.
Is there an original, or is the Pierce Brosnan, Rene Russo one the original? Because I thought there was an original one, but I might be talking out of school, so.
I've only seen that one, the Pierce Brosnan one.
Yeah.
But I love him so much.
I think that one's a remake, though.
Yeah.
I think so.
It doesn't specify a year, and that's why I ask, kind of. Babe, Dances with Wolves, Meatballs, The Adventures of Milo and Otis, aww, which I have not heard in a long time, and Husbands and Wives.
Hmm.
And Dirty Pretty Things, that I don't know that one. And then Hulu also has acquired The Cosby Show, Sybil, Different World, Grace Under Fire, so you can get your 80s kick.
I love The Cosby Show. It's so good.
So new stuff for those streaming sites that just weird random crap.
Per usual.
Yeah, basically. It's either like stuff that you want to watch, some stuff that you've heard of that you kind of have an inclination maybe to check out, and then just weird crap that no one ever wants to watch. Basically.
Yep.
And then the other big piece of news is, does anyone get Life Hacker updates on Facebook? Like, nope. It's one of those things that you can subscribe to, essentially, where it's just like, oh, we figured out a better way to do this, and here are 13 ways, like, they're big on lists, but sure. It's always like, here are ways that you can recycle random crap to do more things efficiently around your house. And they decided to do a head-to-head Netflix versus Hulu versus Amazon Prime, focusing primarily, like, they have a big infographic. There we go. Netflix has more than twice streaming selection of Amazon Prime in terms of TV shows. Hulu Plus streams more current-run episodes than Amazon or Netflix, kind of obviously. Netflix has the most exclusive TV shows. They have 54 exclusive TV shows. Amazon has 17. 29 are exclusive to Hulu. And then Amazon and iTunes have nearly all TV shows for purchase, where Google Play is lacking, I guess. But go through some of these current-ish recognizable shows. Breaking Bad is only available on Netflix. Sherlock is only 2 seasons across the board. Walking Dead, 3 seasons on Netflix. American Horror Story. Has anyone ever?
I've never watched
it. Katie's a fan.
Katie likes it. 2 seasons on Netflix and Amazon Prime. Doctor Who. There are 7 seasons on Hulu and Amazon. Netflix just has 6. Big Bang Theory. Nothing across the board, which is a weird thing to mention, I guess. Let's see. How I Met Your Mother, only on Netflix. Supernatural, primarily on Netflix, recent episodes on Hulu. It's just kind of a random list of stuff where they're basically just saying that, yeah, Netflix still has the most content out there, but Amazon Prime and Hulu are, you know, catching up, kind of. Not really, but kind of. Though, I mean, with Amazon Prime, you get the discounted shipping, or I guess it's free fast shipping. And then Hulu, you get new shows, which I mean I enjoy because I just have lots of TVs but no actual connection, and even I did an antenna out the window, I get like next to nothing. So yay Hulu and their weird crap. But are you two watching anything, streaming anything, TV of any sort, movies, anything? I saw the exchange looks of, no.
Well, I'm watching 30 Rock because my roommate really loves Tina Fey, mm-hmm. Iris, and she's been talking about 30 Rock for a really long time. So I decided to give it a try, and it's super awesome. I love Tina Fey. She's hilarious. So, but that's like the only thing that I've actually been watching. I don't know what you're watching.
Well, I finished Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Finally, which was fantastic.
Because now all of the seasons are available on Netflix.
Yep, finally got around to it and took a major nostalgia trip and watching some good old-fashioned Pokemon.
That's buddy. Something. Did we mention Indigo League is on there now? Like the original TV show is
available on Netflix? We mentioned it was coming to Hulu, and then Netflix caught wind of that and then added it to Netflix as well.
They're like, oh shit, we can't miss this boat.
Nope.
Yeah, so I've been channeling my inner 11-year-old for the past couple days.
And I watch the new-ish run, whatever is on Hulu at this point, because mm-hmm. I wasn't allowed to watch Pokemon as a kid because my parents saw it as the, you know, garbage show that it could be described. Like, did you see the South Park Chimpokemon episode where the parents try to watch their incarnation of Pokemon and the parents just couldn't figure it out?
Nope.
Yeah, I watched this new incarnation that's on Hulu. I stood there, I was like, what the fuck is this? Because there was no logic to the show at all. I was just like, I don't know what's going on, and I've been watching it for like 3 episodes.
That's not good.
It's I'm surprised it was so engrossing and so interesting as a kid, and now it's just like, really, if there was an audible way to do a shrug, that's really all I can do for that show at this point. It's like,
That's a pretty good audible shrug, I would say.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
That works rehearsed.
That or like kind of haunting somebody in a really bad way.
Well,
kind of. I don't know. I understand the core concept of the universe of Pokemon, but the show is just
pretty terrible.
Pretty awful. Yeah.
Gotta catch them all. What's not to understand?
I mean, well, no. I understand, like, if it was a university, I could understand why I would go there. But then if I went to the classes, I would, like, stop going to classes because the classes just do not make sense to me. The day-to-day does not make sense.
Okay.
I understand the end goal, but not the getting there.
I like it.
Their route, at least.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Because there's something about somebody... Ash lost Pikachu, and then this other person who I didn't recognize at all found Pikachu, and then like Pokemon weren't just attacking her Pokemon, they were also attacking her, which I didn't know happened, I guess.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that in the first couple episodes of the Indigo League. Like, a bunch of Pokemon were attacking Ash. I was like, oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Because it's one of those things where that would be like a major deterrent if I was getting into that world. It's like, oh, they're going to attack me too? I'm at harm? No thanks. Because like, there's no human hospital to go fix myself when I run out of HP.
Yeah.
Can I level up? I don't know.
What if you eat a rare candy? Do you get stronger?
I keep eating Firestones, but nothing's happening.
I should give this to my Pokemon.
I keep eating rocks and nothing's working.
It's not very effective.
Really good.
I want a Moonstone, damn it. I feel pretty cool now.
Yeah.
My hair got spikier.
A beret just grew out of my scalp. This is awesome. I must be cool now. I don't know.
That's your evolution.
A beret.
It's what everyone wants, right? Out of life.
Well, no, it's there's a series I have to show you that it's Dorkly.com did a little mini series once. I think it's shortly after Fiery Red for Pokemon came out. Is that DS or 3DS or one of those? Not one of the things that I had.
Fire Red, I think, was Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, something that I never actually had.
Yeah.
So they just did some animation, like not 8-bit style, but you know. Is that like 16 or?
I think it's 32.
32-ish.
Yeah. So they mimic it, and then they talk about how all the new characters in this series are all wearing berets and hot pants. So I was like, okay, that's a logical evolution for me. Hot pants.
Berets and hot pants.
Dan evolved into beret wearing Dan. Beret wearing Dan evolved into hot pants Dan. Oh no.
Hot pants Dan evolved into van driving Dan.
Well, that's
no.
I feel like that's a logical next step.
That's, you don't want to be
rare
that.
Candies. Yeah.
That's why I don't. You know, go out and fight animals.
Well, that's kind of been my problem with the most recent Pokemon game, because I got to play it some, and a lot of the evolutions don't look as cool as the original Pokemon. It's lame.
Yeah, what does ice cream evolve into?
Bigger ice cream cone. Oh. Two scoops. It's like
it's
a Raisin Bran.
It's Neapolitan. Okay. And then the strawberry falls off because nobody likes that.
So
you're
it's like
wrong.
One of the starter Pokemon is like this cool little fox thing
that's
the fire type. Yeah. Stupid. And then it evolves into like a witch thing.
Yeah. With a weird ass wand.
Mine was a guy.
You know what did that? Digimon. Did anyone watch Digimon?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Because that was like Okay, yeah, we're talking old people stuff now. Sorry.
I just did not.
But it was basically piggybacking like off of the concept of Pokemon, where it was a lot of digital monsters fighting to protect humans in some capacity. But it's just like they were like weird little orby ball things first, like very nondescript. Like one had a horn and one had like weird ears.
Okay.
Yeah, and then like they evolved. One was like a T-Rex, and then another one was like a plant.
I've seen commercials for it. I just never watched it.
And then one of
it's
them
on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
It's my chance,
one
that wore,
like,
guys.
A, more like a pelt. It was a Gabumon.
And then there was one that turned into like a fighting cactus, and one turned into an angel, Pokemon. And one turned into like a fiery pterodactyl lack Pokemon. Of logic.
Yeah.
It's basically they caught up with Digimon. That's what happened.
Do you want to know their names? I know.
I guess so.
Of course.
I just remember watching the first few episodes again and seeing how bad the English dub was.
It's pretty bad.
Where it was, it's
the
Godzilla
voices were great
level.
Though, but like the actual
the dub no, it's terrible. Like the lips would keep going or stop, and the voice would keep going.
They had some like legitimate good voice acting talent on there. It was just really bad.
Oh, I didn't tell you this. News for everyone: Zuko was Rufio.
What?
Right?
Yes.
Drop really? Something, because that's what I did.
Yeah.
From Avatar?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Was Rufio.
Got nothing.
No.
Well, you saw the clip now, so you're a step
ahead
of him.
I did, so now I know. I am.
Okay.
I feel special.
And what's Lucky even weirder dude. Is his actual Lucky voice dude. Is just the Zuko voice. He doesn't actually like mimic his voice into anything. It's just that when he talks, that's Zuko. So.
Huh.
People can go to Geek & Sundry's YouTube channel, and he appeared in one of the shows. I can't think of the show name now, but we'll do a link or something.
Yeah.
But this is actually a good time for us to take a commercial break and then come back and play a game.
Hooray!
Yeah,
yay!
Yeah.
Woo!
Hello, listeners. This is Dan Whalen. Thank you very much for listening to the 120th episode of the Buffering Podcast, which Adam Erdman and I taped on March 4th, 2014 in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota with our guests Jack Lobb and Maddie Hinton. Thank you very much for listening, as I said before, and you've heard the conversation, which was very enjoyable, but there are a few more things that you definitely need to check out before we get into Movie Bluff, which is coming up next. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online at bufferingpodcast.com. There, you can find bonus tracks, like the mic check that we taped for this episode, which was fantastic and funny, but skip right to the bean conversation. It's really great. You can also find an archive of all of our episodes, all 119 other episodes that we've taped so far for the Buffering Podcast, articles that Adam and I have been writing along all this crazy journey, plus photos of our guests. So check all of that out at bufferingpodcast.com. You can also find the Buffering Podcast available online two ways, among others. We are on Stitcher Radio. If you go to Stitcher.com and type in Buffering Podcast, you'll find us there. Or you can download the Stitcher Smart Radio app for iOS, Android, Kindle Fire, and beyond. Stitcher, the smarter way to listen to radio. Oh, wait, no. I know this tagline. It's Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for Buffering Podcast, or my name, or Adam's name, or any of our guests' names. So if you want to listen to everything from one of your favorite guests, you can definitely check it out that way, or at bufferingpodcast.com, which I'm just going to keep plugging the hell out of. Otherwise, you can find us on a couple social media sites. We're on Twitter, at BufferPodcast, because Buffering Podcast didn't fit. And we're on Facebook, Facebook.com/BufferingPodcast. For both of those, you'll get updates about release dates, photos, teasers, bonus track mentions, release dates, I probably already said. Basically, if you follow us or like us on either of those sites, you'll get updates about the show and stay up to date on everything. So like us, follow us, what have you, because we appreciate every listener we have. Thank you very much for listening. And coming up next is Movie Bluff. As a reminder, we kind of flub it at the end of this episode. We will not have an episode next week. We'll say we're taking St. Patrick's Day off really, really, really early or something. But we will be back on the 18th. Or technically, that's the 18th, 19th, 20th. New episode on March 21st. So check us out then. BufferingPodcast.com. Here's Movie Bluff. Enjoy.
What is it called?
That's 5 seconds. Wizards of Waverly Place. Or there's that, she's done, you know, Disney movie spinoffy things. Mm-hmm. Like something about a camp or something? Or, I don't know.
No, that's Demi Lovato. Camp Rock.
No, wait. Something protection plan program.
Princess protection program.
Was that her?
Yeah.
Ah, there we go. I'm ashamed, but I'm proud.
That one's on Netflix.
Something like that. So now that we're somewhat warmed up, we'll say, potentially, we'll actually jump into the game. But just to remind people listening at home, we'll go through all the buzz-ins again. So Adam, what is your buzz-in?
Kenya.
Jack.
Char!
Maddie.
Meow, meow.
And at this point, we are playing with Adam with a 3-second handicap, but we will see where this game takes us. So we will do, I will try to do a lot of Oscar related starters of some sort. So to start, I will say Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
Meow meow.
Maddie.
Great Gatsby.
Movie.
Char!
Jack. The Aviator.
Movie.
Meow meow.
Maddie.
Titanic.
Movie.
Char!
Inception.
Jack. Cast.
Char!
Jack.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Movie.
Char!
Jack.
Dark Knight Rises.
Cast.
Char!
Jack.
Christian Bale.
Movie.
Meow meow.
Maddie.
Batman Begins.
I'm not going to hold this against you this time, but we do have our trilogy rule where you have to put a couple spaces in between references to relevant things. So I'll give you 5 seconds to come up with a different Christian Bale vehicle of sorts.
Isn't that one? Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay.
I know which one he's in. I can't remember what it's called, though. The one where he lost a bunch of weight.
Kenya!
For the steal.
Oh. Newsies.
There you go. How about Cast? Can you do Cast?
Kenya.
Go ahead.
Bill Pullman.
Movie.
Kenya.
Go ahead.
Casper.
Cast.
Char!
Go ahead,
Christina
Jack.
Ricci.
Movie.
Char!
Go ahead, Jack.
Black Snake Moan.
Cast.
Char.
Go ahead.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Movie.
Char.
Avengers.
Movie.
Meow meow.
Go ahead.
Snakes on a Plane.
I'm going to say movie again.
Meow meow.
Go ahead.
Django Unchained.
Movie.
Char.
Go ahead.
Pulp Fiction.
Movie.
Kenya!
Go ahead.
Kill Bill Volume 2.
Movie!
Kenya!
Go ahead.
Jackie Brown.
Movie! Buzz. Okay. Surprised no one said anything about the Star Wars prequels.
Holy
shit. Oh, yeah.
Shoot. Try and forget those.
What? Wow.
Well, I was hoping that he would be like a standout, not hating part of it. And his purple lightsaber.
Yeah, he's pretty cool in that.
Yeah.
Hey, Samuel L. Jackson, which lightsaber is yours? The one that says badass motherfucker on it.
Kill snakes with.
It's like his wallet.
So we will do another pseudo Oscars presenter for the Oscars this year. Will Smith movie.
Jar.
Jack.
Men in Black.
Movie.
Char.
Jack.
After Earth.
Movie.
Char.
Jack.
The Pursuit of Happiness.
Movie.
Meow meow.
Maddie.
I Am Legend.
Movie.
Char.
Wait, we have to make a space?
Yeah, you have to have at least 3 movies in between.
3 movies in between?
So I think we are right up at it, so you should be okay.
Men
this
in Black
time.
2?
We'll say Cast.
Okay.
Kenya.
Adam.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Movie.
Char.
Jack.
Batman Forever.
Let's say movie.
Kenya.
Adam.
No Country for Old Men.
Oh, nice.
Movie.
Kenya.
Go ahead.
The place we didn't get last time. Small Soldiers.
I'm going to say movie again. Cast would be kind of hard.
Kenya.
Go ahead.
Men in Black 3.
been enough. I'm going to say cast. That's five.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone else besides Will Smith.
I'll give you the buzzer beater because you were right up right there.
Rip Torn.
Movie.
Wow.
Well, there is nobody said anything. He wasn't in it. He was dead by then.
Woo!
In that
got away with
canon.
That one.
Yeah. So that's when anyone could call beans.
Ooh.
Or one and a.
Or whatever
to
you
want to
say.
Clear.
Beans.
But it is beans tonight.
So, Adam, I'm going to bring you down to a 1 second handicap.
Thank you.
Just because. And I think it's been just long enough that we need a score update of sorts. So we're going to defer to producer Katie.
Okay, presently in third place, we have Maddie, who had 6 points, but has 1 negapoints for not being able to answer. So you're at 5 points.
All right.
In second place is Adam with 10 points. And in first place is Jack with 15.
What?
Doing well so
you're
far.
Not that good. Don't kid yourself.
All the chars. Lots of chars.
Also, the points speak for themselves.
I still got the lucky bean, so.
He's going to evolve.
Looks like it's
soon.
Working out real well for you.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So.
You're going to have to switch to Charmeleon pretty soon.
Charmeleon! No.
And then I'll just roar for Charizard.
Oh, I actually wasn't paying attention. I was actually getting more food when John Travolta butchered the woman from 12 Years a Slave's name. So we'll look that up afterward. But instead, we will do another Oscar something or other and say Tom Hanks movie.
Sure.
Kenya. That's Jack.
Castaway.
Movie.
Cameo.
Ken. Maddie.
Forrest Gump.
Cast.
Oh, crap. What?
Five. Wow. Sally Field. The lady who is married to Sean Penn. Robin Wright, who's in House of Cards. And the guy whose name, it's not Chris Cooper, it's the other guy. Lieutenant Dan. That guy.
I just know that.
I don't know.
That died remember. Quickly.
Yes, it did.
Okay, so random. No. Random other one. I will say Jeff Goldblum movie.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Jurassic Park
movie.
Kenya.
Adam.
Bobby's World.
Wow. Movie.
Sure.
The Fly.
Movie.
Kenya.
Go ahead, Adam.
Deal or No Deal.
Wow.
Boom.
I will say movie.
Sure.
Jack.
The League.
Movie.
Kenya.
Adam.
Jurassic Park, The Lost World.
True. Movie. That's five. There are a lot of Wes Anderson films that kind of went unanswered there.
Hmm.
He could have called upon.
Which ones has he been in?
He was in Life Aquatic as the rival submariner.
Oh.
And although it hasn't come out yet, he's also in the Grand Budapest Hotel. I don't think he made an appearance in Fantastic Mr. Fox. But
Submariner, by the way.
Pardon me?
Submariner.
What?
Never mind.
Well, he was a submariner. He was in a submarine, so he's a submariner.
Submariner.
No. He's in a submarine, so he's a submariner.
Oh, Jack! <My word. laughs>
See, Jack agrees. I can tell. That's him throwing weight in my corner.
I'm calling a ceasefire.
Ah, you're a horrible person.
Burn.
All right, I'll cave to political pressure, and I will say Frozen cast.
Yeah.
Char!
That was Jack first. Maddie, you were so excited.
I know, I knew this one.
Idina Menzel.
Cast.
Meow, meow. Kristen Bell.
Yeah. Sure. We'll say movie.
Kristen
yeah.
Cast. I mean, no, that's not my job at all.
Yeah, that's Maddie busting properly this time.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Cast.
Jar.
Jack.
Russell Brand.
Cast.
Jar.
Go ahead.
Jason Segel.
Movie.
Kenya.
Not second. You have to wait.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Kenya.
There you go.
Freaks and Geeks.
Movie.
Jar.
Ruling. We're going to give it to Maddie.
Yeah. How I Met Your Mother.
Movie.
Jar!
Jack.
I love you, man.
Yes. Movie.
Kenya.
Buzzer beater, but sure. You gotta wait your damn second.
The Muppet movie.
Oh, yeah.
Cast.
Jar! Wait.
Meow, meow. Amy Adams.
Cast.
There's so many cameos, but I still haven't seen it, so I can't.
5 seconds.
You can't say Muppets, can you?
No, you can't say Muppets. Yeah. You could say voice actors, or you could say any of the cameos. Like Neil Patrick Harris was in it. Oh. Whoopi Goldberg. The guy from Community. Who? Oh yeah, Troy Barnes was in it. Yeah, that's right. Charles Gambino, Donald Glover. There we go. It took me a second to get around to that one.
So bad, and I was like, I can't do that.
What?
I wanted to say Kermit so bad, and I was like, wait, I don't think Muppets count.
No. Okay, so let's do, it's not really Oscars related, but we'll start there. Tina Fey movie. Yeah,
Kenya. Meow.
I'm going to say that was Maddie.
30 Rock.
Cast.
Meow, meow.
Maddie.
Alec Baldwin.
Cast.
I don't remember.
Jar.
I don't remember.
Go ahead.
Tracy Morgan. Is that his actual name?
That's right. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yep. Movie.
Kenya.
Go ahead, Adam.
SNL.
Cast.
Jar.
Chris Jack. Farley.
Cast.
Kenya. Oh, I didn't wait my second.
Yeah, whatever.
Kenya.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Christopher Walken.
Movie.
Kenya.
Go ahead.
View to a Kill.
Movie.
Kenya.
Go ahead.
Hairspray.
Bring it back around a little bit. We'll say movie.
Kenya.
Go ahead.
Scotland, PA.
What?
Movie. Come on. Bring it back somewhere reasonable. And that's 5 seconds. So it doesn't matter. It's like Catch Me If You Can or Pulp Fiction or 7 Psychopaths or... other stuff. So we'll do another score update.
Katie?
Okay. Maddie, you are still in third. This time with a total of 12 points after your nega point.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So Adam's in second with 20 and Jack is in first with 25.
So it's a close close race at this point. In a way. So I'm going to kind of pull up a few options here so we can maybe find something agreeable or known or something. Let's see. How about we say something... Okay. X-Men, the movie, first movie, cast.
Meow, meow.
Maddie. Wait.
James McAvoy.
Rant.
What?
Incorrect.
What do you mean incorrect? That's his name.
It's true that that's his name. He wasn't in X-Men, though. He was in X-Men
first class.
That's not all the same thing.
Yeah!
They're all the
same to me. Instead, since you called the shenanigans, instead we'll start with James McAvoy movie.
Kenya.
Adam.
X-Men first class.
Movie.
Sure.
That is Maddie.
Penelope.
Cast.
Meow, meow.
Go ahead.
Christina, I don't remember how to pronounce her last name. It's like
just
Richie or Ryuchi or something. Whatever.
We'll take it and we'll say movie.
What? Okay.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Casper.
Movie.
Well,
Charm.
Go ahead.
Black Snake Moan.
We'll try not to retread too much, but I'll give you one. I'll give you that one and go one more, so I'll say movie.
Okay.
So nothing we've mentioned before, okay. Same.
Kenya.
Oh. How about that?
The Addams Family.
Ooh.
I'll say cast. Christopher Lloyd was Uncle Fester. yeah, Angelica right. Houston was the mom.
Who was Gomez?
Guy with a Spanish sounding name who's
Antonio Banderas?
No. No. Unfortunately, the person who played that is dead at this point, so I don't know his name. Yeah, he did die. And there are a couple other big people in that first one, but I can't think of their names off the top of my head. Exactly. You can picture them, but you can't. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Adam Sandler Family Values for those. Something. So, let's see. We will do something. How about Kristen Wiig movie?
Meow meow.
Maddie.
Bridesmaids.
Movie.
That's all I got.
Who is Kristen Wiig?
She's in Bridesmaids.
She was also on Saturday Night Live as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Which is a fair retread to go somewhere. How about Simon Pegg movie?
Kenya!
Wow. Struggles for a second, but Adam got that one.
Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Cast.
Char!
Jack.
Tom Cruise.
Movie.
Meow meow.
Maddie.
Top Gun.
Cast.
That one girl.
Buzz. Val Kilmer!
Oh, duh.
I couldn't quite.
I was just
talking about Meg Ryan. Yeah.
I couldn't get it up.
Yeah. All I could think of was Goose. I'm like, what is his name?
No.
For shame.
How about Emilio Estevez movie?
Jack.
Kenya.
That was Jack.
Mighty Ducks.
How about cast? If anyone knows that cast name.
Char.
Go ahead.
Jane Plank.
What?
Cast? No, I was trying to think of the guy who was in Dawson's Creek who wasn't Dawson.
I don't know. I never watched Dawson's Creek.
True story, Jane Plank was the ballerina or the ice skating.
Oh, yeah, girl. The one that was Danny Tamborelli's sister in the movie.
I've played a country gig with her before.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's Joshua something. The guy who was the main kid in that movie. Wasn't he Joshua Jackson? No.
No.
It could be something where I'm just making up names at this point. But let's see. What else can I think of? How about we do Antonio Banderas' movie?
Sure.
Jack.
The Mask of Zorro.
Cast.
Kenya.
Adam.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Movie.
Sure.
Jack.
Entrapment.
Movie.
Kenya.
Adam.
Chicago.
Cast.
Sure.
Meow meow.
That was Jack.
Renee Zellweger.
Cast.
Sure.
Jack.
Queen Latifah. Mm-hmm.
Cast.
Meow meow.
Maddie.
John C. Reilly.
Movie.
Char.
Jack.
Walk Hard.
Movie.
Kenya.
Adam.
Step Brothers.
Cast.
Meow. Kenya.
Oh.
Ruling.
Technically it was Jack, I'm pretty sure.
Let's give it to Jack.
Will Ferrell.
Movie.
Char. Kenya.
You're not waiting anymore.
Yeah, you're right. It's the last round. Fuck it.
No, it isn't. We got time.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Jack.
Elf.
Cast.
Kenya.
There you go. Go ahead.
I really wanted to say his name, but I'm not going to. I'm going to say Zooey Deschanel.
Movie.
Meow meow.
Maddie.
New Girl.
Movie.
Kenya.
Adam.
500 Days of Summer.
Cast.
Jar.
Kenya.
That's Jack.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Cast. So the girl from Kick-Ass is the sister.
Oh, great. Chloe Moretz.
I didn't want to butcher her last name, so I stayed away from it.
Yeah. Mm.
But I was right. It was Joshua Jackson, who was the kid in Mighty Ducks, who was the kid in Dawson's Creek.
All know that.
I know, right? I feel so ashamed.
I've never seen that movie.
And you live in Minnesota? How dare you?
You haven't seen the Mighty Ducks.
I've not seen
your
it.
Your whole life. Wow.
I am young.
I don't even play hockey and I've seen that movie.
I don't either.
Stands to reason. Let's do, okay. Nicolas Cage movie.
Meow meow.
Maddie.
National Treasure.
Movie.
Jack.
Kenya.
Jack.
Face Off.
Movie.
Kenya.
Adam.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Cast.
Kenya.
Go ahead.
Angelina Jolie.
Movie.
Jar.
That's Jack.
Salt.
Movie.
Jar.
That's God. Maddie actually by a hair.
Wanted.
Movie.
Kenya.
Go ahead.
shit. Four. Oh, God.
Five.
What is wrong with my brain?
Anyone for the steal?
Jar.
Jack for the
Tomb
steal.
Tomb Raider, the cradle of life.
Movie.
I don't remember.
That's 5 seconds. Oh, no one said Kung Fu Panda.
No. No, we didn't.
Among
I was trying to think of something else.
Yeah, it's true.
And my brain was not cooperating.
Well, now, that was actually the last round that we finally got to. So as Katie totals up the final points, we'll do some plugs for anything going on Friday or thereafter that people should know about. So Maddie, do you have anything going on Friday or thereafter that you're participating in that people should see or something you're going to that other people should also go to? Anything to endorse?
Sure. Next Tuesday, the University of Minnesota Women's Chorus, along with the Augsburg Women's Chorus and St. Kate's and St. Thomas, are all having a women's voice concert at 7:30 at Augsburg. It's going to be sweet.
Tickets?
For free.
For free.
For free. I think it starts at 7:30. Also, everyone should go to the University of Minnesota's opera this semester, too. It's like the week of April 12th, I think.
People could go to like umn.edu and find something somewhere.
Gonna be awesome. It's the cunning little vixen, so it's really good.
And then social media of sorts other than Facebook to endorse, like Twitter, Instagram, anything like that?
Nope. That's it for me.
Jack, how about you?
A couple things. The 11th is my voice recital.
I'm singing in that too.
Uh, 2:30 at the Ferguson Hall, Lloyd Olton Recital Hall. That's my voice recital. Woo!
U of M campus for people.
U of M West Bank campus. Also the 13th, that Thursday right after that, my original group Sangrado has a show at the Acadia Cafe at 9:30, I believe, is when we'll be starting. So that's going on. That's exciting.
If you want a good deal on Grain Belt, they have a good deal on Grain Belt there.
Good to know. I believe that's it. Oh, you can follow Saint Grotto on Twitter at Saint Grotto.
Grotto.
Yeah. And we have a Facebook page too, Saint Grotto.
Facebook.com/Saint Grotto, probably.
Yep.
Cool.
That's it.
Adam?
All right. I'll throw a plug out there again for this month's Madness, hosted by the Unit Collective. It'll be at the Playwrights Center at 7:30 on Monday, March 31st. And again, what that is the writers, the playwrights from the Unit Collective, they each write a play that's around 10 minutes, and then they hand those scripts to actors who rehearse it for like a half hour and then perform it the same night. So it's really cool. It's like a quick shot of theater. And yeah, some really amazing stuff has been born out of it. So yeah, go check it out. I'll absolutely plug it again as we get closer to the day. But yeah, they do it every month, usually during the school year, we'll call it, in quotes. But what else? Go see the latest movie from Studio Ghibli, The Wind Rises. It is fantastic. We threw the plug in at the very beginning of the show, but it's really great. And go see the Lego Movie too.
Yes.
And
everything is awesome.
Exactly. And you can find me on Twitter at @ADAMERDMANN. And we'll leave it at that. Dan, what do you have?
Friday or thereafter, I know that St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and in the Twin Cities area, I believe Metro Transit Day of St. Patrick's Day, which is a Monday the 17th, I believe that Metro Transit is actually giving free rides after 3. So you can be drunk and responsible. So definitely go to metrotransit.org and find that out so that you can plan your St. Patrick's Day accordingly and safely.
Drunk-sponsible?
Yes, drunk-sponsible. Let's see. Happy Mardi Gras, since it technically started today, but you're listening to this on Friday, so we're in the past and enjoying it very much so with the bean.
Lucky bean.
Lucky bean.
Can you dig it?
Otherwise, I'll plug Christo's Greek restaurants in Minnetonka, Minneapolis, and St. Paul. Christo's.com. Great Greek food. Just voted Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine's Reader's Choice for Best Greek Food in the Twin Cities. So definitely check that out. Christo's.com. And you can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen. But I have the points from producer Katie for today's round of Movie Bluff. So, in technical fourth place, we'll say, I got 3 because points. Mm-hmm. I lost 1 point for thinking John Travolta butchered a different name than he did. What did I think? What?
It was Idina Menzel's name who he messed up, and you thought he butchered
it. Yeah, that's true. It's true. Yeah, I was wrong. I wasn't really paying attention. But I got 20 points for knowing stuff about the Oscars. Technical third place, Adam had 29 real points, 1 nega point, 3 I love you points from Katie.
Aww.
15 Kenya endorsement commitment points. Sticking with it for a total of 47
Kenya
points. In second place, Jack had 42 points full on, plus 5 take on me rendition points, and 2 Charmander points for 49 points overall.
Only 2? Yeah.
You forgot it a few times.
I definitely squawked a few times.
And then in first place, Maddie had 20 points after 2 nega points. But with 500 bean points,
yeah.
You win today with 520 points.
Lucky.
Lucky bean.
Lucky.
I love the lucky bean.
Yeah.
It's my best friend.
So thank you very much for joining us for episode 120. And we will see everyone next week for episode 121.
Yay. Thanks, Jack and Maddie.
Or
thank you.
I'm sorry. Wait. Next week. We won't be here next week, but next week, we will be back.
Yay.
Woo.
Bye-bye.
Bye.